Chapter 20. And there happened to be a worthless man present, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no part in David, neither have we an inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, O Israel." So every man of Israel went up from after David, and followed Sheba the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah clung to their king, from Jordan even to Jerusalem. And David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in a ward, and fed them, but did not go into them. So they were shut up to the day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said the king to Amasa, "Assemble for me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be present yourself." So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he took longer than the set time which had been appointed to him. And David said to Abishai, "Now shall Sheba the son of Bichri do us more harm than did Absalom. Take your lord's servants and pursue after him, lest he take for himself walled cities and escape us." And Joab's men went out after him, and the Kerethites and the Pelethites and all the mighty men, and they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri. When they were at the great stone which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them. And Joab's garment that he had put on was strapped to him, and on it a belt with a sword in its sheath fastened to his loins. And as he went forth, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, "Are you in health, my brother?" And Joab took Amasa by the beard with his right hand to kiss him. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand, and he smote him there in the 5th rib, and out his bowels gushed to the ground, and he did not strike him again, and he died. So Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Sheba the son of Bichri. And one of Joab's men stood by him and said, "He that favors Joab, and he that is for David, let him go after Joab." And Amasa wallowed in his blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field and cast a cloth upon him, because he saw that everyone that came by him stood still. When he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel up to Abel and to Bethmaachah and all the Barites. And they were gathered together and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel of Bethmaachah, and they cast up a ramp against the city, and it stood in the trench. And all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. Then cried a wise woman out of the city to Joab, "Hear, hear! Say, I pray you, come near, that I may speak with you." And when he came near to her, the woman said, "Are you Joab?" And he answered, "I am he." Then she said to him, "Hear the words of your handmaid." And he answered, "I'm listening." Then she spoke, saying, "In old times, people would say, 'They shall surely ask counsel at Abel.' And so that ended the matter. I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. You seek to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why will you swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?" And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so. But a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba the son of Bichri by name, has lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said to Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown to you over the wall." Then the woman wisely brought the matter to all the people. And they cut off the head of Sheba the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem to the king. Now Joab was over all the army of Israel, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and over the Pelethites. And Adoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, the historian. And Sheva was scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar were the priests. And Ira, also the Jerite, was the chief ruler under David.